I've been looking forward to this segment all morning long. Do you know how hard that's been? As much as I've loved everything else that we've been doing throughout the morning, I've really been looking forward to having a chance to meet the people that I am about to introduce you to. And we're going to say hello to them first, and then we'll have each of them read a little bit after that. And I'm going to start with Jonna. We're not going to have you read yet. We're just going to say hello. And it's Jonna Griffin. Hi, Jonna.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Colfax.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 4th grade.
What kinds of things do you like to do?
I like to ski in the winter. And in the summer I swim at my pool.
Now, I love to swim, but I've never gone skiing. You go downhill skiing?
Yeah.
My gosh. How long have you been doing that?
I did it since I was, in Italy, when I was, 3. But that's when I learned how to ski. But I had done it for, 5 years.
Did you live in Italy for a while?
No. My family's from Italy, so.
So you've been there to visit family in Italy?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio at home?
My dad might be listening and my mom might be listening.
Well, great.
So hi, Mom.
And hi, Dad. I hope they are listening. And now let's meet you. What's your name?
Zoe.
And how old are you, Zoe?
I'm 9.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Dorth.
And before I forget, would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. And what grade are you in?
4th.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Probably science.
And what are you doing in science now?
Well, we're learning about electricity.
Ooh.
And circuits.
So, somebody on the air with us last week, we were talking about that. Are you actually building circuits at all?
Yeah.
What are you building?
Well, we're building, motor circuits, light bulb circuits, and insulators and conductors.
Excellent. There's a lot of circuits all around me right now. I could probably use a little help. Have you ever seen, I don't know if any of you have seen this, it's a clock that's powered by a potato?
No.
Ask your son. You've seen that? It's a clock that uses the different electrical potentials in a potato to actually power it. It's really cool. You could probably Google potato clock and see it. It's kind of neat. Have you seen that before?
Yeah, I've made one with my friend before.
Tell me about that. This is, don't tell me, it's Marina.
Yeah.
Tell me how you've done that, how you did that.
Well, I went to my friend's house and we were deciding what to do, and then he told me that he had this kit that you could, make a clock out of a potato. And so we decided to make that, and it was really cool.
Yeah, it's neat. It doesn't use any batteries or anything. It just works. And Marina's last name is Godley Fisher. And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Colfax.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
My mom and my dad.
Terrific. And what do you like to do for fun besides building potato clocks?
I like to play soccer, and I do karate.
Excellent. That's nice to meet you. And then finally, we're going to say hello to Liza Wilson, who's been here before. You were here with the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project last year. How old are you now?
I'm 12.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Carlo.
Any hellos to anybody?
Well, my mom's right behind me, so I guess I'll just say hi to my grandma.
It's nice to know that your mom is always behind you, literally or figuratively. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play soccer, I like to draw, and I like to read.
Excellent.
And of course, I like to write. That's why I would be in here.
And I'm curious if you could tell me, what do you like about writing?
Well, I like that you don't really have to follow any rules. You can just do whatever you want to do with, you just take a pen and a piece of paper and just, write down whatever you're thinking about.
That's a really good way of describing that, I think. Do any of you relate to that at all when it comes to liking to write? Or would any of you like to add to what you enjoy about writing? any ideas about that? I like it because sometimes I think when you write, you end up in a place that you never really expected to. Has anybody ever done that? You started to write a story, and then before you knew it, you were writing about something you didn't expect to?
Yeah.
Has that happened? Does anybody write about their feelings sometimes?
Sometimes. No.
What's it like? You don't need to share them, but I'm curious how you do that. Can you explain that?
Sometimes when you're not feeling well or something, you can write about something that you would like to do, and it can make you feel better.
Yeah, it's nice to do that, and you can just feel better. Well, we're going to hear a little bit of writing from each of you, and I think, why don't we start, Jonna, do you feel comfortable starting? You sounded so good when we talked before.
Sure.
Tell me, are you reading an entire work, or what is it that you'll be sharing?
No, I just wrote like a poem that I wrote last year for like a project, but I really liked it.
Well, great. What's it called?
It's called Winter.
Well, whenever you're ready, come a little bit closer and I can hear you better. So this is Jonna Griffin, who is in fourth grade at Colfax.
I look at snowmen down the street like people talking together, their accessories like clothes. Menorahs in the windows like suns under the clouds. Christmas tree decor shines like stars. I hope winter never ends.
That's nice. Very beautiful. And do you remember when you invented that, when you came up with it?
Yeah, I had to do this project to write a poem about like something that you would do in like the winter, and I just wrote about look at stuff.
Yeah, and is winter your favorite season?
Yeah.
It sounds like it is, given that you like to ski so much. Well, that was terrific. Why don't we hear from Zoe next? And what are you going to read?
I'm going to read a poem that I call Life.
Life. And how long ago did you write this?
I just wrote it this year.
Okay. This is called Life, and this is read by Zoe. Your last name, Zoe?
Magley.
Thank you.
Life is a stream flowing along, never stopping for rocks, just like life. Even when bad things happen, life keeps going. Even if you have some problems, life keeps going like a stream that keeps flowing.
That's beautiful. Very nice. Did it take you a long time to write that?
Sort of.
It's hard. You know, people, I think, when they hear poems and they're kind of relatively short, people think, oh, that must have been easy. That must have just taken, you know, a few minutes. It only took a minute or two to read. It must have taken only a few minutes to write. But it can be hard to write something that short, I think, and to get it just right. That's very nice. Well, let's go next to Marina Godley Fisher, who's in fourth grade at Colfax. And let me adjust your microphone for you just a teeny bit. And what did you bring?
I bring a poem I call Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And how long ago did you write this, Marina?
Like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Oh, so this is relatively fresh. Yeah. How do you know when you're done?
Usually I feel very confident about my poem, and I feel like it's enough, and it's very good.
Makes sense. Well, I can't wait to hear it. Go ahead.
Tomorrow life will be better, I hope. Everybody will hold hands. Equal education, equal health, equal love, I hope. Tomorrow there'll be peace for everyone, I wish. No more war. Animals will stay and live peacefully, just like we will, I wish. Tomorrow there will be help for everyone, I know. Equalness, love, peace, and all the rest tomorrow.
That's really a beautiful poem. Where did you first hear the word equalness? Do you remember?
Probably not. Probably a long time ago. But
That's I like the way you use that word and what you wrote. All three of you have very gifted skills in writing. And I know that Liza has something too, Liza Wilson. And what did you bring to read?
Okay, so whenever we started the writing thing, there's a project that we had to do, and we had to, we each had five phrases that we had to put into a piece of writing. And mine were pickle jar, sloppy hippos, eating, a stale piece of pie, and staring at.
So this is sort of like the Iron Chef competition where you're given certain ingredients and you must use those in what you write.
Yeah.
And did you pick those out at random or how did those get assigned to you? Those were pretty unusual.
Well, we had to, we couldn't look at it first. You just had five cards and then, so you had to read what was on the card and then.
That's a neat idea. Did anybody else get the same five words?
I don't think so.
It'd be interesting to see, if we gave you all the same five words, what you came up with.
They might have gotten, one of the words the same, but I don't think anyone got that exact combination.
I see. Well, what's the name of your poem? Did you title it?
Well, it's not really a poem.
Oh, it's a story. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just thinking you wrote a poem. Is it a story?
Not exactly. Just some random thing that I wrote. Because I had to.
Well, what I hear is we're not going to label your writing.
Yeah.
So we'll call it your work, and we're ready whatever you are. Liza Wilson.
Okay. My pickle jar had a dumb picture of sloppy hippos eating pickles on it. I really have no reason to be writing this. I just hate advertisements. What do hippos have to do with anything? Good thing I'm not easily distracted. So I was eating a stale piece of pie when I turned on the stereo. I don't even have a stereo because I don't really care for music, but, this is pretty much the end. And then at the end of the T on the word, but it sort of slinks into a picture of a bunny.
Of a bunny?
And then at the bottom of the bunny's foot, I slide that into the word bunny. And then there's an arrow pointing to the bunny and says, I'm not random. I just think faster than most, sort of.
Why did you decide to put a bunny in there?
Because I enjoy bunnies a lot there.
I actually like bunnies a lot, too. When I left my house at 4 o'clock this morning, there was a bunny right on my back porch looking up at me. So you like to draw as well as writing?
Yeah, in the back here. I know that since I'm on the radio, no one can hear.
That's okay.
No
show
one
me.
Can see it,
show me what else you've drawn.
I drew a picture of me right there.
Self-portraits in pencil on. This is about a 4x7 notebook, and look at your hair. You got your hair down perfect in that picture, I think.
And then I also drew my dad. Yeah.
Nice.
I did that 5 minutes ago, but
Well, it's good to draw. That kind of frees you up a little bit. Do any of you have anything that you'd like to say that you didn't get a chance to say, but you wish you had said? I think you all did such a great job. Anybody? Just sort of shout out if that's the case. Well, no one? Okay. Well, I have one question. Are there any boys in the Writers Club?
Yeah.
Are there? Yeah. None of them are here today, though. But there are boys that like to write, too.
Yeah.
Good. I thought there probably were. But I wanted to be sure since we had four girls here today. I hope you all continue to write and to do the work you're doing. It means a lot. And I want to thank you all very much for being here. In a minute, we're going to talk with Liza's mom. And we're going to talk with Beth, and we're also going to talk with Jen about the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project and the Hear Me Project, which involves having your work available for other people to read and to think about. I want to thank you very much, all of you, for being here. You did a great job today. Mm-hmm.